This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In Zimbabwe, where results of Monday's presidential election are expected Thursday, at least three people were killed in the capital, Harare, as soldiers dispersed opposition protesters Wednesday. The protesters accused the ruling ZANU-PF party of trying to rig the election result. European Union observers questioned the conduct of both the presidential and parliamentary polls, the first since longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was ousted from power. Elmer Brock is an EU chief observer.
The longer it lasts to count, the more lack of credibility comes up, that something will be forged.
Opposition Movement for Democratic Change presidential candidate Nelson Chamisa has already declared winning the popular vote. The Electoral Commission earlier said the ruling party won most parliamentary seats. Protesters burned tires in the streets and pelted riot police, who responded with tear gas, water cannon, and, of course, live ammunition. President Emmerson Mnangagwa denounced the unrest.
We hold the opposition MDC alliance and its whole leadership responsible for this disturbance of national peace.
An MDC spokesman said the police response was unjustified. UN Secretary General Guterres calling for restraint on both sides, denouncing all forms of violence. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Turkey's interior and justice ministers in a bid to gain the release of an American Protestant minister under house arrest for his alleged involvement in the 2016 failed coup. Andrew Brunson had been kept in prison for 21 months until returned to house arrest last week. Atlanta Council Turkish analyst Aaron Stein.
This is the culmination of long-term efforts to try and get this man, Pastor Andrew Brunson, released.
He says it appears Turkey may have reneged on a deal to gain Brunson's release, prompting the escalatory move by the Trump administration. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence presided over a solemn ceremony Wednesday at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam in Hawaii, after the presumed remains of Americans killed in the Korean War were returned to U.S. soil.
And we are gathered here at this honorable carry ceremony to receive 55 flag drape cases, which we trust include the remains of American heroes who fell in the Korean War.
The return of the remains, one of the pledges made by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un when he met President Donald Trump in Singapore in June. More than 7,700 U.S. service personnel are still unaccounted for from that war fought more than six decades ago. The Trump administration is preparing to increase pressure on China over its trade and economic policies by hiking the proposed tariff on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10 to 25%. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The bottom line is the president's going to continue to hold China responsible for their unfair trade practices. This has gone on for long enough, and he's going to do something about it.
Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, in a statement, said the higher duties are meant to encourage China to change its harmful policies and behavior and adopt policies that will lead to fairer markets and prosperity for Americans. China warned blackmail won't work and vowed to retaliate in kind. Moroccan King Mohammed VI Wednesday sacked his economy minister and called for urgent action to deal with the country's social and economic ills. Sunday, the king called for action to address reforms in education and health care. 2 years of sporadic protests have also targeted the high rate of youth unemployment. Investigators in Mexico have retrieved the so-called black boxes or flight data recorders from the wreckage of an Aeromexico jet that crashed shortly after takeoff Tuesday from Durango, bound for Mexico City. No fatalities, but most of the 97 passengers and four crewmen were injured. The twin-engine Embraer aircraft took off in a rainstorm. Crash survivor Ramin Parsa described the difficulty in getting out.
It was pitch dark, and we started smelling a smoke, so we could not breathe, like this, smoking like that. And we're trying to break the window with our legs, you know, kicking the window, trying to break it, but it wouldn't break.
Investigators said it could take months to determine the cause of that crash. Russia said Iranian forces have withdrawn their heavy weapons to a distance 65 kilometers from the Israeli frontier in Syria, but Israel has insisted all Iranian forces be pulled out of the country entirely. Trade tensions are seen as a cause for U.S. stocks retreating in Wednesday trading, the benchmark Dow Jones losing more than 80 points to 25,333. The U.S. Central Bank, whose policymakers met this week, described economic activity as rising and strong. The Fed, as it's called, left a key interest rate unchanged. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.